Police in North Yorkshire say they've arrested.
Now, as we've just heard in the news, environmental protesters have gathered outside the Drax coal-fired power station at Selby in Yorkshire. Their stated aim is to, at least temporarily, shut down the station, which provides 7% of the UK's electricity and supplies 7 million homes. A few minutes ago, I spoke to the BBC's Steve Blears, who's at Drax, about what's been happening.
Well, this morning, some protesters who are camped about 2 miles away from the power station, at 9 a.m. they left their camp, around 400 of them. They pushed through a police line. Around 100 of them were contained by police, semi-dressed in riot equipment. The rest broke up into splinter groups. They're wearing white paper suits and masks and headed off across a ploughed field into bushes. Since then, there's been a kind of cat and mouse game being played. The police are tracking down protesters in fields and bushes. They're trying to get through to the plant. There's an injunction banning anyone on the site, so that's the situation at the moment. There is a line of protesters about a mile away that are being contained and are slowly marching here.
So the plant is still working?
Yes, it's still running. The protesters say it's their aim to close it down today. They claimed earlier that 7 protesters had managed to get inside, the police saying that's not the case. This is the largest coal-fired power station in the UK. It provides 7% of the UK's energy. Obviously, that means a lot of CO2 greenhouse gas, and that's why the campaigners are here today. They say it's burning too much fossil fuel, and that's not sustainable.
You mentioned about 400 protesters. There were reports that about 3,000 people were expected to turn up. Has that not happened?
It hasn't happened. They do have rather a large campsite. It looks a little bit like a sort of mini folk festival there. They've got some large tents and it's quite well organised. But I would say maximum maybe 500 protesters. There are lots of people here, children, mothers, all sorts of people. And the police probably number that, if not more.
Steve Blears. Alice Cutler is from the Environmental Educational Cooperative Trapeze and is also involved with Camp for Climate Action, which has organised today's protest. Alice, what exactly is Camp for Climate Action? Who are the groups behind it?
Well, there's a whole range of different groups. There's, as he says, people with children, people who are scientists working in the area, people involved in education. And I think the thing about the camp is that as well as organising the protest, it's also tried to be organised as an example of the way that we want to live.
So the protest then is about the fact that there are a lot of CO2 and greenhouse gas emissions and that this is not sustainable. Is that the case?
It is, and it's basically asking people to question the underlying assumptions of, you know, if the market-led growth model is not challenged, then, and if coal becomes a replacement for more expensive and more precarious gas and oil supplies, then we are all going to be toast, and we haven't got time to wait for cleaner coal technologies if they do appear.
Why direct action?
Well, I think if there was no direct action, would I be on the radio this morning? Would it be on the front page of the Independent newspaper? We have to let people see the scale of climate change means that a fundamental shift in the way that we live our lives, and for that reason, people are prepared to risk arrest, to take action in a way that, you know, lobbying their MP or writing a letter maybe wouldn't achieve.
Well, for its part, the power station says that it is doing all it can to reduce those emissions that we were talking about. Dorothy Thompson is the chief executive. She defended its record on this morning's Today programme.
Drax actually is the lowest CO2 emitter per unit of production of any coal station in the UK, but we are also the largest coal station in the UK. We're almost 2 times the size of any other coal station. It's really our size they're focusing on rather than our environmental performance relative to others.
So, Alice Cutler, is that the case? Is it the size that you're protesting about?
No, I mean, I think the national grid is a very, it's going to need replacing, and we're at a point now with oil running out and needing to rebuild the national grid, where a chance to sort of decentralise power supplies and relocalisation, renewables, and a massive reduction in the consumption is what we're trying to draw attention to. So, the coal-powered power station there, it is the size, it's responding to the needs of the demand, which is the problem.
So you did mention decentralised, presumably where you have smaller power stations nearer to the point at which people need to use that power. But are you saying that there should be no part for coal in that kind of power generation?
I think if we go along the line of a return to coal, as I said, we are looking at the end of, you know, life on Earth, really, if we go down that route. That's not a risk that many people are prepared to take. So I think things like combined heat and power systems, a massive reduction in the electricity that we use, and using renewables, this is the way to go. And for me, there's absolutely no part that coal can play in reducing our emissions by 60 to 90%.